Jonathan Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it's the last hour of our second week in June edition, and that means it's our Energy Balancing Sunday. So Linda Rasmussen is here. She's our best practitioner and energy codes gal, and had a brief conversation about the energy codes and what that's all about, because Linda actually did use some of that in the last session with Diane. We were breathing up and down and out, and I'll tell you, boy, that cleared me out quite a bit. It was great. And I just did a little check on the weather here, because my app says it's 81 now in Monroe. But once again, I don't know, something's taking care of me out here, because I just went and checked and it's only 74 here at my place. I'm saying, hey, thank you. You know, let's stay some time to live in the forest. But it still says it's going up. Well, it still has a 87 as a high here in Monroe today, but it doesn't look like I'm going to get that, personally going to get that hot, here in my neck of the woods, which is kind of unusual, because I know Cindy to the north of me in Salton Basin, you know, has been much hotter, much wetter when it's been wet and much windy and a lot of stuff, and I just haven't had it here. I think things come in balance, you know, and Divine Mother takes pretty good care of me. And even though I've got the tremendous challenge of dealing with, you know, the loss of Robbie right now and going through all of that, it got, you know, that wonderful gift. I don't know, Linda, I don't know if you heard or not, but this last month when I was at the beginning of the month, I think it was last month. Talking with Merritt and Beth Clifton and, you know, and all the wonderful work they do with animals24-7.org. Well, we're just chatting about whatever story we're chatting about, and he just happened to mention Dr. Jeff Young, who, of course, is Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet, and, you know, my absolute veterinary hero. I adore the ground this guy walks on, and I would have done just about anything for a connection with him, but I had exhausted everything over the years, and never find him. Well, turns out Merritt and Beth have known him for decades. Good friends. And so the really, really, really wonderful news is I'm now part of the Dr. Jeff family, and I am so delighted to say that he's the real deal. He is the person that you see on Animal Planet. And when you watch the show and all his love and his incredible giving and serving and all the wonderful stuff he does, it's all for real. And he is who he is. I mean, that day we did the show that Sunday, and I said, Beth, can you get him on the show for us? Bam, they sent off an email right after the show. By Sunday afternoon, I'm emailing with Dr. Jeff himself. Okay? And then, after Sunday, by Monday, his publicist had found out, because Jeff wrote right back and said, God, I'd love to do the show anytime. I'll make me da-da-da-da-da-da. And apparently, and so his publicist called me the next day, and because his publicist got upset, said, yeah, well, you're not supposed to talk to people like that. I'm supposed to do that. But Steve, his publicist, is just the nicest guy in the world. He said, Dr. Jeff wants to have you on his podcast and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I think we're going to have a relationship with Dr. Jeff. And so mark your calendars. The first full show I'm going to do with Dr. Jeff is going to be August 23rd. It's the fourth Sunday, the extra Sunday in August. We get to spend it with Dr. Jeff. So I've kind of had that balance. One of my biggest hopes and dreams, one of my bucket list thing, was connect with Dr. Jeff. That happened at the same time all of this stuff is going down. So, you know, there's a balance with all of this. But, you know, and I get in that. And so hopefully by the fourth Sunday in August, because I've never had this happen before. I feel like a teenage high school fangirl. But I just kind of like lost it, you know? I mean, I did get the chance, you know, my second favorite, you know, Animal Pro is Jackson Galaxy, and I wanted that connection with him. I did get to meet him and all of that, but the connection didn't happen. It just wasn't there. I don't know why. But with Dr. Jeff, he's the real deal. He is who he is, and the connection is strong and real. And anyway, so I can't wait for us all to get to know him. And boy, the incredible work he's doing all around the world. It's absolutely amazing. He's changing veterinary medicine around the world. And the attitude of people and vets and all that stuff. So anyway, good stuff. And all righty then. I don't know, where are you guys? Anybody back in from outside? Or I realize my story may, like with Diane, she said she had to wait an hour because it was just too emotional to call in. If you're in that square, well, just call in. Let David know who you are, and then Linda can take over and help get you through it. But we would love you to give us a call for a free remote treatment for you and your animal friends. 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. If the call doesn't go through, add a one and it should work then. Linda, we were talking about energy code stuff, but we didn't have a whole lot of time at the top of the hour. So, but I think the energy code stuff actually is separate or different from the best therapy. Yes. And I think the source is a little different.
Yes.
So,
the best technique was created and designed by Dr. M.T. Morter Jr. And he is the father of Dr. Sue Morter, who is also, they're both chiropractors, and she branched off from the best technique. She totally teaches that, and she decided that there was more that was coming through her,
gotcha,
which her dad was very interested in, and so she developed something called Spiritual Best, which is another thing I've studied with her. And it's about using the breath and the chakra energy centers in the body and around the body as part of the healing, releasing, balancing technique.
Well, that explains some things that you said, you know, because Dr. Morter, who originally did the best, was a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And then Linda Morter, who's the energy codes.
Sue
Morter. The energy codes and that sort of stuff. She's also a chiropractor.
Yes.
So that kind of explains maybe how Dr. Nels, because Dr. Nels found this best stuff first, right? He got involved first, and then you followed him into the path. But that would explain his connection, because they're chiropractors, and so that's where this work started.
Yeah.
Was within the chiropractic field.
Yeah, Dr. Morter felt like this was going to be a great technique for chiropractors. He actually, at the time, had never considered like other people using it. He just thought chiropractors, because that was, you know, we all see things through the lens of our experience. And
right.
It took other people to say, hey, I'm a, you know, naturopath, I'm a massage therapist. And then there was me saying, I'm not anything.
But I want to do this.
But I want to do this. And
that's right. You had to get permission to do this because it wasn't allowed.
They weren't training people who...
They weren't training just regular folks like you.
Yeah. And then they finally realized, well, they can train me. What, you know, whatever, you know, licensing or whatever is required from whatever the state perspective is, because that's where people get their licenses, is from their various state. It turns out in Washington State, we do have some allowances for alternative therapies, as long as I'm not, you know, trying to pierce into somebody's body with a sharp thing or give them drugs or prescribe or diagnose. It's okay to go ahead and offer these alternative energetic services. So
it's too bad we haven't gotten to that place in veterinary medicine, or Dr. Nels would not be having to take a break from us right now.
Yeah, that is true.
I won't get on that bandwagon, but I sure could. And
yeah,
I'll know how I feel about that.
So, So Spiritual Best was developed by Dr. Sue. And as I say, it really uses, along with the words and, numbers and all that, it involves breathing and focusing on chakras in particular. The energy codes was a system that after she had developed Spiritual Best and was teaching it, Dr. Sue wanted to have kind of a body of information that people could access for their own healing around focusing on the chakras 1 through 7 in the body. And so that's what the energy codes is working with. And so she has a number of practices and techniques that involve the chakras in the book. And I became a trained facilitator of the energy codes as part of what I wanted to learn. So that's
So
why
you
I have so
use
many
all of this.
tools.
You use
I
the
use
best
all of this.
and the energy codes. And so when you're working with someone, you just do what comes through you.
Yeah, I just do wherever I'm guided to
Yeah.
do.
All right.
So,
Why don't we find out how that works? Well, how about we head down to Mount Shasta? And Monica, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and me. Good
Thank
morning,
you.
Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So
How?
yeah, I was thinking that perhaps you might be able to help me a little bit today and beyond, really. But I'm having a strong emotional reaction to barking dogs in the neighborhood. And it's been going on for a few years. First, I mean, altogether there were 4 homes in my area. And the people don't do anything. They just allow the dogs to bark as long as, and anything will set the dogs off. We have deer around here, people walking, taking walks. The UPS truck, that's a big deal. And, I've been able to kind of deal with it. Sometimes I record it in case I wanted to have it around, and then I would get rid of the recording because I think it's bad energy. But the inside myself, when I start hearing those dogs, it can be 4 a.m.
Pushes all your buttons, right?
I immediately just, I get upset, and I'm like, okay, I don't think, I mean, every now and then I actually yell something and then I feel terrible, but it's
All
like,
right. Well, I'm
okay.
so glad you called in, Monica. You're like a gift from Divine Mother because,
Really?
yeah, because the really cool thing is me, Martha, animal behavior therapist, has a quick solution that will likely help solve the problem with the barking dogs. However, but what I'm getting is we're not going there first because first Linda needs to balance you and move this energy, and that's going to more likely make what I'm going to teach you work. And but make sure you have your phone with you and anybody else, okay? Anybody out there? Because almost everybody has got somebody around them that have dogs that bark, and the owners don't hear them, or they're not there, and they bark all the time. I can't tell you how many complaints I see about that, on the Nextdoor app all the time. People are complaining. Well, I've got an
it's
easy
pretty bad.
solution, and I'll tell you, but get your phone, your smartphones ready and open Amazon so I can show you what you need to get. It's not expensive, it's cheap, and I'll tell you how to use it. But before I bring that energy in, Linda, I want Linda needs to stabilize, or help clear Monica's energy so we get any of the yucky stuff out of there, and then that just opens this solution up to be even more effective. Does that sound like a reasonable way to go at this, Linda?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
sorry.
Monica, yeah,
It's
okay.
okay. I mean, I think I might know what you're might be referring to.
the device.
Yeah, we'll talk about
backyard.
It after, but let's okay. let's have well now let's have you got time, Monica, to hang out with us?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, so David, would you prefer that we take care of advertisers right now before? All right, I thought so. I don't think he can stomp around like Nathan can, but I can feel it. So, if you don't mind, we're going to put Monica on hold for a moment. We'll take care of our advertisers. We'll come back. Linda will work. With Monica, and then I'll share with you all what to do about barking dogs in the neighborhoods whose owners are not being responsible. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out online. You can read about all the products, the great cat vitamins, the dog supplements for skin and hair coat, and you can add hip and joint care as well. And boy, sure, it helps keep hair on your dog and not on your floor. You can find some of the dog supplements at your local pet stores. You can purchase at NuProSupplements.com. You can find all of the supplements on Amazon, and the price is the same. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And if you do something wonderful for animals, humans, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. All righty then. We are. Linda Rasmussen is here. She's doing best and energy codes therapy for you and your animal friends. And right now we're talking with Monica from Mount Shasta. She is has a problem in her neighborhood with barking dogs all the time, driving her nuts and really pushing her buttons. So Linda's going to work with Monica related to that. And then after that, I'm going to give you my handy dandy solution that really can be very, very helpful in curbing or slowing down and in many cases eradicating problem barking like that altogether. So we'll get to that after, because we're going to clear the energy first. So, Monica, okay. Are you still with us?
I'm here.
All righty. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. Well, Monica, let's just have you focus on how you feel when you are feeling, you know, most antagonized by this barking situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then set that aside and focus on gratified. Gratified. Gratified and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking straight ahead. So just close your eyes, keep your head level. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking gratified too. Perfect. Breathe normally, Monica. And then with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And letting your thoughts go back to that feeling when you're feeling that strong feeling. There's a little more to do, so just keep that feeling in your awareness. And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you put your attention on the word death, as in to die.
The word what?
Death, as in to die. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we're going to replace death replacing death with the feeling of rejecting. So now we're focused on the feeling of rejecting. We're going to replace rejecting Replacing rejecting with the feeling of conscientious. So now we're just focused on conscientious and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left. So just rolling your closed eyes to the left, conscientious two. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking conscientious too. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then, Monica, returning to that feeling, that strong feeling. Okay, that is complete. I'm going to have you shift into thinking the sky is blue. And then the affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of calm. I embrace the feeling of calm. And this is really information that's directing us to look for a sensation of calm in the body. And it might be just a very small area at first, but just keep letting your awareness come to a feeling of calm in the body. As you think, I embrace the feeling of calm. How are you doing, Monica?
Oh, I feel pretty good right now.
Good.
All right. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we calmed all that down. Talk about barking dogs in the neighborhood where they irresponsible dog parents. And mm-hmm. and I swear, people, you know, that have barking dogs all the time. It's kind of like, you know, how you can ignore your own messes. You know, you just don't see things that are there. Well, sometimes you just don't hear what's going on. You know, people get used to it, and they just don't really hear it anymore. And unfortunately, it's so disturbing to everyone. But there's a trick that now, personally, when I've never had it fail for me. So it really is a very simple concept. It's based on using a sound interruption to interrupt the barking. Okay. Now, just so you know, the definition technically of a sound interruption when we're dealing with dogs, it's a sound other than your voice or hands lasting only a second or less in duration, loud enough to, you know, startle the dog from a source they cannot see. All right. So I have found the best sound interruption to use is a very specific little mini air horn. Now, these are not high ticket items. Okay. And so you can read reviews on them. And some people love them because they work great. And others are saying, well, one didn't work, you know, if they get a pack of three or something. Anyway, so just they're not high ticket items. All right. So what you do is you go to Amazon and you search mini air horn. So if you bring that up on your phone, Monica.
Or I'm on my computer because I'm on.
Or your computer, bring it up and search mini air horn.
Okay, hang on.
All right. Now, when I do that on my phone, the first thing that comes up is pictures of, and they're short, fat little air horns with blue tops. And there's a whole bunch of the ones with blue tops and short, fat ones.
One pack mini air horn for personal safety. Yeah, I see it. It's got a blue top.
Right, but that's not the one you want. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The fat ones are not the ones you want. That's a bigger, loud sound. Scroll down because you're looking for a skinnier one. And mine comes after I scroll down a little bit. I get air horn noisemakers. And then there's one that's red and white with a red top. And the container is skinnier than those blue top ones. And the red top has a little horn extension on it. And the first one that shows up for me are the red ones, and it's a 3-pack mini air horn. Now, if you scroll down farther, see there's two of them on there. There's the red tops, and then there's a skinnier one with the nozzle on it that's a blue top. Okay, and when I come down to that, it's called a CSEA Sense. SEA capital SENSE C Sense air horn pocket size. Now, and it's $12.42.
C Sense pocket
size. Yeah, C Sense air horn.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Okay. It's blue with a little bit of brown on the label, and the top is all blue with a little horn extension. And the container is skinnier than those fat ones.
C-Sense. Okay, I see it now.
Did you see it? Okay.
Yep. C-Sense.
All right.
Yep.
Now, for anybody that is not finding, now, that it is really the sound is important. Okay, and you don't need to use more than you need. You never use any more power than you need. So the little fat ones, you could use those. It's just a much bigger sound. These littler ones, it's a better sound, doesn't tend to penetrate walls. So, you know, you don't really disturb the neighbors and so forth. And so this is what you do. You get yourself one of the little mini air horns, and then whenever dogs start barking, you don't say anything. You don't yell. You don't do anything. You just stick your hand out the door or the window with that little air horn, and you just blast it once. Only once. Okay. Just blast. Okay? Now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The barking will stop. Now, usually okay. only for a short time. It'll start up again. Blast it again. It'll stop. Each time you blast, it'll stop for longer. And I tell you, this is the honest to God truth. I have never had to do it more than three times to completely stop the barking.
Okay.
They just give up and quit. Now, and if these are regular offenders, they usually are. If you do this when you can do it, you can, if you have other neighbors that are also offended or are maybe around when you're not, you can tell them what to do. But if you do this consistently, the dogs will stop all this crazy barking.
Okay? Well, I believe you.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you how many times there. Often I am doing a counseling session working with people in the summer, and it's warm and we're out on their deck. The neighbor's dogs are going nuts, you know, or some dogs start up here. Well, I just pull out my little air. I just do a little blast and it stops. I maybe have to do it twice. The barking's gone. They're like, wow, what the heck? Well, how does that, what? It really is shocking and amazing how quickly, how easy it is. And how consistently it works.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you buy, it doesn't, it just shows one, but how long does it last?
Like, well, it depends on the unit, but you can usually, you know, I don't use them very often, so, you know, one lasts me a really long time, but maybe 30 blasts or so.
Okay, because I've never used one. I mean, I've heard them before, but I've never used one. So, but I see it comes in a can, so it must be something that gets expired after a while.
Right. There's liquid in the little container when you shake it. You know, there's liquid in it. And then when you blast it, you know, it uses a little bit of that liquid, and when it runs out, it runs out. So that's why they sell them in multiple packages. But, you know, you
idea.
Might just want to buy one to start with to test it and see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it doesn't cost much, and it's dirt simple.
Yeah.
Now, also, I'd say take advantage of everything else that you can use, and you remember what Aunt Martha says, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So I don't want you leaving us here and saying, oh, God, all right, I'll order this, but I don't think it's going to work. That's too simple. And so you get it, you start, it's not going to work. No, you just imagine this is the greatest solution since sliced bread. It's worked every single time for Martha. It's going to work every single time for me. And barking is history in our neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you start your mental affirmations, start affirming it, order your little air horn, and then I want to hear from you how it's working.
Okay.
But I swear to you, in all my years, I have used this many times in different circumstances, and I've never had it fail.
Okay.
And while you're waiting for the package to arrive, you can keep affirming that I embrace the feeling of calm.
Well, yes, right. And Linda, and that would be good for Monica to use. That will help her stay calm related to this and not churning up a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
No, so,
I would welcome this. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you, you know, I get really frustrated because probably the biggest complaint, you know, the Nextdoor app where you can join for your neighborhood and all of that. Probably the biggest complaint out here in the country in my next door is this kind of situation, barking dogs. And so always, you know, I write to them and say, hello, I'm your neighbor and I'm a, you know, dog trainer and I got a quick, easy solution to stop the barking. All I got, just give me a call. I'll tell you what to get and how to do it. It's cheap. It's easy. And I'll tell you for free. Does anybody ever call me? No, I'm not convinced anybody that complains on there really wants to solve their problems because I offer them a free solution and they don't bother.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's the warm weather now. The windows are open all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, it's a little more buffered
disturbing.
In the winter. You can hear it, but it's in a distance. But now I'm sitting out in my backyard more or working. So it's just kind of part of the time of the year, too, that it's a bigger issue.
Right, right. But,
nope,
you know, unless there's
it.
Something really strange going on. Like I said, I have personally, I've never had it fail. I've never given it to people, someone as a solution and had it fail.
Okay.
It just,
it's
really dirt
you.
Simple and it works so well. Yeah, okay, just
right,
don't overdo it.
This particular one. Yeah, just one.
It's
one
and one it's not quick so blast. Go ahead.
It's not so obnoxious that it disturbs other people.
Right. And that's why the little skinnier one with the little nozzle on it is better than the shorter fat ones, because the shorter fat ones are a bigger air horn sound. Now, they would still work. You could still use those, but you don't need that big a sound. The little ones are better, in my opinion, for what, you know.
I'm looking forward to this.
Cool. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Because like I said, rarely does it take more than two blasts. Every once in a while, it can take three before they give up and just quit.
Yeah, well, in two of the neighbors have two dogs, you know, that feed off each other, so.
Yep. Well, and then as soon as if you can nip it in the bud, you know, as soon as you hear the barking, just blast.
Mm-hmm.
Starts up again, blast again. And you'll be amazed how quickly they just give up.
It's all based
in the sound interruption business that works really well. And I use sound interruptions all the time. I use variations. I've tweaked them and made different sequences, but I use a true sound interruption all the time with people and their dogs. What do you do when you can't leave the room and, you know, dogs in the crate barking? Well, negative attention can be just as rewarding as positive for dogs. They're just like kids. And they'd rather you come in and yell at them and correct them rather than leaving them alone. So it's better to not go back into the room to correct them. You do a sound interrupt from outside the room. You know, bang the wall, hit the door, something like that. Boom, they're quiet. It's amazing. I just had clients that that I saw. Two littermate Yorkshire Terriers, like in the probably 4 or 5 months old or something, you know, littermate. Older folks like me. Going absolutely nuts and thinking, what on earth did we do? And anyway, went and did the session, got them. They thought their dogs were on another planet, that these Yorkies could not. Anyway, they turned out to be great little Yorkies. They shaped right up for Aunt Martha and I am doing, you know, they're like, oh, how can we serve you? What can we do? We got everything worked out. But barking and stuff wasn't an issue, and things went well for a few days. And then later, the next week, they called me and they said, because they were crating them separately but next to each other in the laundry room at night. And they'd been doing fine. But all of a sudden, one of them, the sensitive model, started barking at night. Well, we hadn't addressed that in the session because it wasn't going on at the time. And they didn't call Aunt Martha. They just decided that they could deal with it. Well, by the time they called me a couple of days later, they'd had no sleep and they said that nothing worked. They couldn't get the barking stopped. And it was so bad, they had to take the dog in its crate and take it outside and put it in the truck and leave it in the truck all night. Okay. That's where they were. So I first slapped him around a little bit and said, why did you not call Aunt Martha right away? I would have told you what to do. Okay. Well, what do we do? All right. So, all right. Now, don't you going to do what time are you going to bed? They said, 8:30. And I said, OK, so when you put them in, go to bed, do as you normally do. And they would close the door to the laundry room. They closed them in the laundry room. So said, as soon as the barking starts, don't say anything. You just quietly walk up to the door and take the flat of your hand and bang the door once. Don't say anything. Just bang the door. The barking will stop. Hang around because it'll start again. And when it does, bang again. It'll stop for longer. 1 to 3 bangs, the dog will give up and be done for the night. And I said, but I want to know what you're doing. I'm going to be watching the clock and you call me and let me know. Okay. So at 8:30, I got a hit that it was going on, and I sent a little energy to the situation. Then I didn't hear from him. And I didn't hear from him, and I didn't hear from him. About 9 o'clock, they called. Said, Martha, miracle. One sound interrupt. Dog quieted, stayed quiet, is still quiet. Anyway, dog's been quiet every night, all night for since then. Okay. One sound interruption from outside the room. Okay. That's how good this works and how solid the concept is. So if you're out there thinking, oh God, this is just too simple, it's not going to work.
No,
throw that aside. It is. It works. Sound interruptions are fabulous.
I tried recording them and playing the recording, and that did work once, but it backfired the second time.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm looking at the clock. We still, we got to take care of advertisers and a quick current events. So anyway, Monica, so good to chat with you. Get that air horn. You get started. And if you need to, call me. You know how to get a hold of me. But at some point, get me the information. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Well, I do appreciate both the session with Linda and your advice. It's really good. I've never heard of this before.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep, enjoy your quiet neighborhood.
Okay? Thank you.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. We need to take care of advertisers, then we'll come back. And nothing new that I think of on current events, but we'll get all that in. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And remember Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer, chiropractor, and Accutonics gal. You can work with her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home now in Shoreline, so easy access and parking. And what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the Accutonic forks and so forth. And she can be an incredible help for you, your physical body, you know, emotional stuff, you know, whatever you need help with. And she can work with you in person or remotely, as I said. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can give her a call and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Please carry my phone number with you, and any of those barking dogs or any people that need help with their dogs, tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone, and I usually only have to see them once to get all the problems under control. The number to call is 360-217-2836. 7258 360-217-7258. And then we heard from Natasha Venter. She's our psychic gal, personal awareness coaching, that sort of thing. You can catch her on her YouTube channel for her podcast every week at 4 p.m. Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for intuitive clarification, is her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. Lots of stuff there for you to listen to. And you can also go to her website, which is intuitiveclarifications.com, and you can call her and you can schedule on her website, or if you want, you know, a personal reading, you can call. Number is 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. All righty then. Boy, you know, we're close to out of time, but I want to get in a quick current event. And I think that's it right here. Oh. Events calendar. Now, I don't have a report yet, but the big Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain vet cast reunion, the big soiree, was yesterday, the evening, down in Denver, Colorado, and all of Dr. Jeff, the TV show, and all the vets, and everybody who were a part of the series for so long. You know, they haven't made any new shows since 2020. And I didn't learn that till just recently. But anyway, that was all yesterday. I don't know how it went. I'm assuming that it was a fabulous time and all of that. And I know that they taped it. And then they're going to make that video available to us. So as soon as I know how we can get it, I'll let you know. Because if there was any way, if I had money and I had time and all that stuff, I'd have been there. I'd have gone in a heartbeat if I could have. But, I just couldn't make it work right at this time. Let's see. We know that you can get a free introductory session with Linda Rasmussen in what best therapy and energy codes. And if she's worked with you on the air, that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session. Just call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And Linda, who do we thank for the music today?
The music today was written and performed by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Northwest Stream Center, you can buzz up there this afternoon at 2 p.m. is the Musical Mountaineers and Friends Solstice Serenade. It's a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab. So that's today at the Northwest Stream Center, 2 p.m. And the Summer Solstice Market is open at the Northwest Stream Center today from 10 to 3. That's in McCollum Park, in case you want to know. And what else have we got here? Fine Wines and Felines for Meow, their annual in-person dinner and auction is sold out on the 27th of this month, but the online auction is available to everyone, and that goes from June 15th to June 28th. And that pretty much covers us for what's going on right now, current events-wise. And just so you know, I shared with you my beloved Robbie and his passing just so very, very recently, and all the changes that's making in my life. And I need to take a break. I need to get back in balance and process through my grief and the changes. And I'm sensing some changes coming up, probably with show schedule here. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm feeling it's time to change some stuff. So I've got to take a break and get clear on all of that. So I'm taking the rest of the month off. Next month, we're going to rerun our extra Sunday show from last month with Merritt and Beth. And then the last Sunday of the month, we will repeat this show so you can get a surrogate healing if you tune in and just follow along. And then I will be back, and Nathan will be back from canoodling in the Philippines on the first Sunday of July. Can you believe it? It's almost July. Whoa. And I hope you stay cool and all of that. Linda, thank you so much for the great work today. And I think there are going to be a lot of people that have quieter neighborhoods now. Those all barking dogs, because it's such a easy, quick thing to do, and it really, really works.
Well, David, you're welcome, Martha.
You'll be running the show again next week as well.
Yeah, and, yes, I'll be here next week running the show.
Yeah. You'll be there by yourself because I'm taking a break, but I appreciate you covering the bases. And thank you, everyone. And please just remember, stay cool. Make sure everybody has water. That's what I'm doing. I got robins up the kazoo this morning when I'm out there because the bird bath is filthy. I haven't kept up with mine. So I got to go out and wash the birdie bath because the robins need a birdie bath in the heat. So I got to get my fountain clean. I got to get the birdie bath cleaned and that sort of thing. So, but stay cool. Remember, keep your dogs and your kids safe. Life preservers if you're around the water, and don't just jump in. It's still really, really cold. Go in slow. All righty. Linda, you will be back with us again the second Sunday of July.
Right.
And maybe we'll hear from Monica then, who will tell us how quiet her neighborhood is, I hope, and all of that good stuff. In the meantime, y'all can tune in the last Sunday of this month and hear the show again and follow along with the instructions to get a healing for yourself then. And I think, are the Mariners playing today, David?
Yeah, they're playing right now, and well, I'm going to just say it's not going well.
Oh, okay. Then say, think good thoughts for the Mariners. They need some help. Bigfoot's out of the country, and I think that's had an effect. All right, so stomp around for Nathan and help the Mariners. All righty, you guys, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.